Hour number two of the Blitz here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Rick, Brandon, Chance, Davis, along with you for the next hour, leading you into Talk Sports. Now, I said we would be kind of all over the place with this hour. We're going to make it a fun hour, so I'm going to give you guys a bunch of options. Tell me where you want to lead off.
First off, there's just one thing.
Okay.
Have y'all been seeing like
this
the...
This is where we're going to lead off, apparently.
Well, no, I just, it's just real quick. I don't get it. So at Media Days, when the coaches are up at the podium and they put like their name and then like a fun fact.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't even talk about this
all
yesterday.
All the fun facts, yeah.
I don't get it. Why?
It hits Twitter. Makes its rounds.
Will Muschamp used to own a beach house with Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, with Jimbo Fisher. I saw that one. I saw that one. Yeah, when Jimbo was up there.
Okay, but that one gets me a
little interested. Yeah, their time spent on the LSU staff together, that's where they became acclimated under Saban. So, yeah, they owned a beach house back in the day. Play a lot of basketball down there. Jimbo was talking about it.
Derek Mason was a DJ in college, went by DJ Mace.
DJ D. Mace in the house.
Oh.
I could definitely see him being DJ D. Mace.
Were there more?
Yeah, there's one for everybody.
Keep going through them.
Yeah. These are kind of funny.
Please.
Give me the best ones.
Matt Luke, Ole Miss head coach. He's a 90s country aficionado.
I could see that. Okay. Likes a lot of Garth. Bet something that I was heard being tossed around. Matt Luke, that's the guy who cuts his own grass. Rest of these coaches, you know, got a lot of money. Probably not cutting their own grass. Don't like they're getting out there. Matt Luke looks like
he
cuts his own grass.
I don't trust a guy with two first names.
Oh.
Matt Luke. Luke Matt. Which one is it? You're not trustworthy. I wouldn't go play football there.
All right, then.
You know what's a good solid last name? Pruitt. That is. That's not two first names. I don't trust a guy with two first names. Continue.
Jeremy Pruitt once drove Kirby Smart's pregnant wife to the hospital.
Interesting. And they got
in
beef.
Labor?
And they got beef.
Like, what? I wonder, was this just a routine hospital visit?
Mm.
Was she in labor?
Was Pruitt the one there? Not saying nothing, but maybe.
Is it Pruitt's kid?
Maybe.
I think she I think she was in labor. I think he told this story last year at Media Days. I'm pretty sure.
She was in labor, and he had to take her.
Yeah.
Where's Kirby at? Where was Kirby?
Why was Pruitt there?
Exactly. Yep. I ain't going to say it. Speculation station, though.
Oh.
What you doing taking my wife to the hospital? With my baby.
Taking care of my baby.
Jimbo Fisher bought an $80,000 heifer, 44 Ruby 9719, in the offseason.
Can you read that one again?
Bought an $80,000 heifer.
Okay.
It's a cow.
Yes.
He bought him a cow.
$80,000 cow.
Jimbo's adjusting that Texas life now.
What is you doing?
He's a good old boy, always has been. If you ever seen when they did the season with Florida State, Jimbo's like F-150 or Silverado was decked out in camo, mossy oak,
decals
all around. Like he's a big hunter. He's a big – I liked it when he came out and he said, I still miss Jimbo a lot. He said, all right now, when I say howdy, y'all going to have to say howdy back. Howdy.
I love the word howdy. It's an amazing word.
Nobody said howdy back. Please proceed, Brandon.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Thank you.
Like a very Texas
The pizza
word.
Guy knocks Thank on you. Your door. You open the door. Howdy.
Do you guys say that a lot? I guess it's a Texas thing. Howdy. How do you say it like that? Howdy. Yeah.
You got to add a little rasp.
Howdy.
You got to – well, that was a little over the top
was
country.
That
was
pretty
you just
got
to give a little howdy.
Oh,
you got to add rasp. Yeah, you got to add a little grunt to it.
Nah,
howdy.
What's up? It's fine.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good day, sir. Good day.
Howdy.
Do we have any more fun facts? Gus Malzahn, we haven't heard.
He's not gone yet.
That's today.
Later today.
Yeah, it's today. Okay.
Chad Morris is apparently a dancer. His dance moves include the cabbage patch.
The hustle?
The lawnmower and the sprinkler.
Damn it, I figured he was a hustle guy.
I feel like if you have the lawnmower in the arsenal, you also have the shopping cart in your back pocket. The shopping cart's a good one. That's right. Chance has it down. I bet Chance can also do the lawnmower.
I think so. That's
last one.
Okay.
Joe Moorhead prefers biscuits over cornbread. Ooh. I bet Jeremy Pruitt has a problem with that.
Joe Moorhead. It's Mississippi State, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to get their ass beat. Jeremy Pruitt's not going to let people talk about his cornbread.
Don't be talking
like
about
that.
Cornbread.
Pruitt's going to serve him up some cornbread on October 12th.
Pruitt also has never had asparagus until 2006, if I remember correctly from seeing it on the internet.
Yeah.
Me and Jeremy Pruitt were one and the same. We're just not big vegetable guys. It's okay.
He doesn't
I'm
going
to get
vegetables.
You to eat a vegetable, Rick.
We got to. It's just it's good for your health.
People have said it. People have tried. People have failed. Sorry. Okay. I'm going to give you a list of topics.
Please do.
Tell me where you want to go with this. We have more comments about SEC Media Day, Tennessee related, some Jeremy Pruitt stuff, some Jared Garantano stuff. We have Jacoby Brissett tweets, I believe. We have a very interesting NFL future power rankings list. So basically, somebody came out with a list of which NFL franchises have the best outlook over the next four-ish years or so. We can get into this rock, paper, scissors debate or my favorite conversation, the Face App app.
Let's go NFL first.
Okay. So
like we start with the sports, then we go down the rabbit hole.
Sure. So the NFL, or I guess ESPN, put out a good projections list of ranking all 32 teams on the next 3 years. So basically, they put a couple of factors in it together. They put their overall roster minus the quarterback, and they scaled all these on a score of 1 to 100. Then they have the quarterback, coaching, draft history, and I guess what they have in the draft in years in the coming up, and then front office. Chance, have you seen this list at all?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. I know that like we briefly talked about it the other day, but I have not seen it.
Okay. So do you know who the number one overall team is that has the best outlook over the next 3+ years?
Not who that is.
Brandon, would you like to take it away?
My Indianapolis Colts.
Ah.
Why are you a Colts fan?
Hate
it. I don't get it.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning?
For most Colts fans.
Okay.
Peyton Manning.
I was a Colts fan for a long time.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. Absolutely. So the Colts have the best. Sorry, Titans fans. Sorry. They got the best. Moving down the list, you have the known suspects, the New England Patriots. Although, you know, their quarterback, it's, you know, who knows how long he, who knows if he'll be here that 3-5 window, and then what are they going to have? I don't know. Probably another very good system quarterback. Number three is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Nice.
What a trash, disgusting football team. They're not that good. Number four is the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're arguing with the data?
Yes. I'm arguing with these guys' opinions. And number five is the Seattle Seahawks. Those are your top five teams over the next 3 to 5 years. It's basically already the good teams in the NFL. The rich get richer. Chance, would you like to take an estimation about where the Packers are?
Probably somewhere middle of the road. 16th.
13th.
Yeah, figure somewhere middle of the road.
Their best attribute is their quarterback.
Yep.
Where are the Titans?
Oh, they're down. I'm sure they're at the bottom.
19.
19?
Oh. Huh.
Their quarterback is ranked 30.
Yes.
Ooh, that's not.
Yes.
Not high praise for Mariota.
They got a failing grade on it. It's how a 67.7.
How the mighty have fallen. I mean, like it's understandable when he's bad. He's really bad, man.
And I know. I mean, the biggest knock on it, he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, the best ability is
availability. We haven't seen a whole season of him.
He hasn't played an entire season since he's been in the league, has he? He's been injured at least one or two games since he's been in the league. I don't think he's played a full NFL season. Maybe he did his very first year, his rookie year, but I'm really not sure. I don't think that he has.
Can anyone guess the worst team in the NFL over the next 3 to 5 years?
I'm going to say... Lions? Dolphins?
Dolphins.
No, say Lions or Dolphins.
Miami. Yeah. They have the 32nd ranked quarterback, the 32nd ranked overall roster.
Who is their quarterback right now? They got rid of Tannehill.
Oh, they just made the trade.
Fitzpatrick?
Josh Rosen.
Yeah, they got Josh Rosen. That's right.
Where's
they
made the trade.
Fitzpatrick is also in Miami, I believe. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's also a Dolphin as well. And... Please, from now
that
on.
That looks correct. Yeah.
From now on, you will refer to him as Ryan Fitzmagic.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will, sir.
Ooh, it seems like the magic ran out. But he was fun. Fitzmagic was fun. I had him on my fantasy team. You're darn right I did.
Sounds like your team wasn't very good.
Well, I had him while he was good. Brandon, I'm not some chump general manager. I don't just leave my quarterbacks in after they fall off the wagon.
I mean, it just seems like if Ryan Fitzpatrick was your starting quarterback, your team probably wasn't very good.
Do you need me to bring up the – no, it's called value, all right?
Okay. All
Do you
right.
need me to bring up the numbers
no.
of the first five games?
No, I believe you.
That's
just,
right, because
that
they were
my
good.
Assumption. Okay. No need to get defensive.
Defending my guy, Fitzpatrick.
All right.
Until he sucked.
All right, continue.
And then I didn't. So that's a little bit where that is.
Fitzmagic.
I don't know. If you want to look at other notable teams, the Saints with Alvin
Kamara. They
got to
be one of the top five teams.
They are at number 7.
They got really Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara.
Great little team.
You also have a great set of young, talented players on the defensive side of the ball, too, for the Saints. So, yeah, I could see them. They're definitely going to be in the mix for the next 5 to 6 years.
Other notables is the Cleveland Browns. They are at number 9. Let's see. The Falcons, they are at 15th overall. The Texans are at 16. Davis, your Carolina Panthers sitting at number 18.
What about, I feel like you've said this, but I think I just misheard. Your Cowboys?
America's team is sitting pretty at number 14.
All right.
Jacksonville Jaguars are sitting at 25.
Wait. How long are Cowboys fans going to say they're America's team?
Until America shuts down?
I mean, like, dude, like, you guys have to go back to, like, floppy disk to, like, you know, find your Super Bowl memories.
Oh.
Like, I'm being serious to, like...
Oh.
If you type in America's team to Google,
I don't
Rick,
care.
You know what a floppy disk
yeah.
is?
Yeah, like that's when you like that's when the last.
I'm a year younger than you.
That's
what?
That's the
of course.
That's the last.
I didn't use one. I know what it is.
It's the last time y'all won anything.
Look at that, everybody. Look at that. It's just a
no
known
one,
thing.
You know, Rick, you're on the radio.
It's
no an, one can.
No one
thing.
Can see what you're doing.
No, we got viewers. We got viewers on the Periscope.
They're
watching.
They can't. It's too far away. They can't see.
That's true. It's not zoomed in.
Maybe they can zoom in themselves.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think they care that much.
I don't think you can do that on
I'm Periscope. Trying to prove it to you guys. America's team.
I just, it's cool. Like, I understand.
Wikipedia. We've all claimed on this show how we love Wikipedia.
Whoa.
And we have been in strong agreement on that fact. The term America's team is a nickname that refers to the National Football League's Dallas Cowboys. Sitting pretty at number 14. That right there, the NFL futures list. I don't know. Maybe
America's
your team's
team.
Good, maybe your team's bad.
It's just like Cowboys fans ain't letting that go. You won your last Super Bowl, what, 95? When was it? Do you remember?
96.
Hell, you weren't even born, were you?
96.
Were you born? No, you weren't even born.
I mean, if the Super Bowl takes place in February, my birthday was yesterday, that doesn't seem to match up.
Yeah, exactly. So, 96 last time. So, I don't know. It's just like Cowboys fans hold on to that. It's cool.
Tennessee
whatever.
Fans hold on to 98. How many times are we going to sit around here and
they
say
do.
It feels like 98?
They do.
I'm so sick of that saying. I cannot explain to you how sick I am of the saying, it feels like 98. Who cares? It was 21 years ago.
I know people kind of feel the same way about America's team.
Yeah, he's not lying, but
You're making our argument.
You are making the argument for us where we don't have to make it. But he do have a point about the feels like 98 stuff. And
stupid term.
And that's where I think that I'm guessing this Matt Hayes guy. Y'all seen this guy?
Yeah.
No.
We should get into that next.
We should.
Well, that should be our next topic.
We should.
All right. We'll bring it to your attention. Matt Hayes coming up next
on Bleacher Report.
A Bleacher Report.
What he had to say about your Tennessee Vols. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. If you want to get on the next group home hotline today, you're listening to The Blitz right here on Fan Run Radio.
I would like to set the record straight. Cut the music, Chance. I need to set the record straight.
Whoa. You want me to cut the music?
Yeah, cut the music. Cut the music.
You just going to cut off the Eagles like
that? Yeah, I know, man. I love the Eagles. I was actually talking to somebody last night. They're one of my top favorite bands, but go ahead. We cut it. All
right. At the beginning of the program today, Willie jumped on the line. He said that nobody from the state of Texas has anything ever for the Tennessee football program. And I knew that wasn't right. It just hadn't hit me until right now. I would like to bring this man to y'all's attention, General Robert Neyland.
Uh-oh, Willie.
He is from Greenville, Texas. There is a town in Texas called Neylandville, and it was named after him. There is also a place called Neyland Stadium, which I believe is the home of the Vols, as in the Tennessee Vols football team. General Neyland, a man from Texas.
Rick don't like it when you take shots at Texas.
Sit down, goodbye, good night.
But you dislike parts of Texas. You dislike Houston.
Hates Houston. What do you call it?
Garbage City.
The Garbage City. The armpit of Texas?
Yeah.
Man.
General Neyland, don't come out here saying that no Texan has ever done anything for the Tennessee football program. The best coach, the guy with the statue, the guy with his name on the side of the stadium.
In
Greenville, Texas.
In Willie's defense, I do think he said players from Texas. Tennessee never done too well with players from Texas.
He said nobody from Texas has ever done anything for the football program.
But I think he's talking about players.
You got to specify players.
I think he might have said players, right?
I don't know. It's not that important.
It's semantics at this point.
Semantics. So Matt Hayes.
Evil ass laugh.
No. So that brought me back to our conversation. Maybe it was earlier in the week. Maybe it was last week. I don't know.
It was two weeks ago. Semantics. Honestly.
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I don't even know what I was saying, but semantics was a funny part of that conversation. Matt Hayes. Who is this guy? I don't know. He's writing from Hoover, Alabama for Bleacher Report. And the title of his article, SEC Media Days 2019. Why Tennessee will never be elite again.
I can't believe you're giving this guy clicks.
I didn't know that I stumbled onto The Onion today when we were planning our show.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Who does this guy think he is?
Right. Right.
Also, I want to know where he went to school.
Interesting. Is it his Twitter bio? Probably not.
No. I'm going to see if he... Oh, he's got a LinkedIn page. This is how you find the information.
Uh-oh.
This is how you do it.
I'm going to say he went to a Big 12 school.
This guy is a Gator. He's a Florida Gator.
No
and
wonder.
And we're letting him write pieces on Tennessee saying why we will never be elite again. Take his credentials away.
Simmer down, Rick. Simmer
you
down.
Can't go... You can't be a University of Florida graduate and have the audacity to write big breaking pieces about why Tennessee will never be elite again.
Go Gator.
The University of Florida College of Journalism and Communications. Get out of here.
No doubt.
get out of here.
Now it seems like there's a little bias to it, right?
It seems like there's a tad bit of bias.
Rick got fired up. I thought he was going to be like from some school in Texas.
I hate those Gators. And I hate them trying to put out national media pieces. And you know who's got the third picture in this?
Tell me, Rick.
Dan Mullen.
Oh, yeah?
Dan Mullen.
Of course he does.
Right. We want to talk about Dan Mullen in a Florida Gator uniform in our Tennessee piece.
Yep.
Why? Because he went to Florida.
That's why. That's right.
I will not spend a second breaking down
anything inside
of this article.
No, you won't.
Besides this picture.
No, you
he
won't.
He talks about Tennessee having Dan Mullen on the hook, which it never, I don't think it actually ever
it
happened.
It says right here, Dan Mullen went 10-3 in his first season as Florida's head coach. Tell me what that has to do with Tennessee.
He's talking about Tennessee.
You haven't read the article.
You're
pulling a bear.
I refuse to read this article.
Bear rubbed off on you all those years.
I refuse.
He's talking about how Tennessee, the reasons why Tennessee went.
Context is everything,
they
Rick.
They had Dan Mullen on the hook, which I will disagree.
Then why do you need to tell me what his record was at Florida?
Rick, simmer down. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, ends with, that's not recapturing the
Rick,
goal.
Rick, are we going to have to send you to take a lap?
A reality. You're going to send me to take a lap while I'm just busting this guy from Florida? While I'm defending this Tennessee program? You're going to send me on a lap while I'm refusing to let a Gator come in our territory and write this nonsense about our team?
No, I don't.
I will take a lap if that's what it takes for justice.
I don't think anybody's believing this thing.
Right?
I don't think anybody's believing this preference.
The funny thing about it is when you go back, John found some of his tweets.
Yeah.
Guy was a big Butch Jones supporter.
Yeah. Back in
huge. Read the tweets, Brandon.
Ha! March of 2013, said it once and we'll say it again. Butch Jones has won everywhere. He'll win at Tennessee. Terrific coach. 7/17/13, Butch Jones at the podium. Sharp guy. Gets it. We'll win big at Tennessee. There's more. I just gotta find it.
Oh, there's more.
Can't believe it.
You think he's going back deleting all his tweets today?
This guy.
I don't know.
Going back in the Wayback Machine trying to get rid of those tweets?
I don't know. But you're all tore up, aren't you, Rick?
No, he's definitely tore the bleep up.
I'm not letting this guy come in and sway people's opinions about our team when he hates our team. I'll tell you what. He hates us. He's going to write an article. Give me a break. Why Tennessee will never be elite again. Give me a
That's
break.
That's what he did, Rick. He came at him.
Give me
came
a break.
Came at all
break.
Tennessee fans.
This guy's an idiot. Sorry. I'll say it. We're all thinking it. Don't give me Gators writing our Tennessee articles.
Also, in other news, we got a Twitter poll up at Fox Sports Knoxville.
Oh, that's right.
Which
I have not
seen
it yet.
Which do you call it, the Open or the British Open? A little bit of about 3-5% of precincts reporting right now. Still a lot of time left in this. 62% say the British Open.
Wow. I'll be honest. I was not expecting that.
Didn't see that one coming.
I thought there'd be some more purists out there.
Mine equal blown, sir.
Yeah. I thought there'd be some more, you know, purists out there who call it what they call it. They'll never change it. That's crazy.
Although Jeremy said, it ain't football. Who cares is what I call it. Yeah, that's exactly how it was.
Pruitt said that?
No, Rick. A tweeter.
Oh. I didn't hear the first part. I'll admit it. I was reading the poll.
Jeremy at NC Vol 79 says, it ain't football. Who cares is what I call it.
Ha!
That's how I would think Jeremy sounds. Sorry, Jeremy.
Took me a second to get it. That was funny. Yeah. That was funny. Who cares?
You know, Rick,
what?
Talking about the Texas conversation.
Yeah.
Big Josh says that General Nealon would have been from Mexico if it hadn't been for a bunch of boys from Tennessee.
Yeah, and we are very appreciative. Remember the Alamo.
Should be.
Exactly. Where do you go from there?
Great. You understood.
You ain't backing Ricky into a corner over there.
You understood the need for the lands that would eventually become.
Rick is a true Texan. I give him that. He's a true Texan. He doesn't let anybody talk bad about Texas at all.
You needed it. You needed that land. What would have happened if Mexico had gotten that land? Who knows? You needed it. And you know what? We're very appreciative of it. I will always say that. I will never be the one to say, well, we didn't need you guys. We could have done it without you. We didn't need it. Of course we needed it. Of course. This is America. We got to have each other's backs.
Got to. We all we got. America.
General Robert Neyland from Texas. Anyways. Next segment.
Have you calmed down from Matt Hayes?
No, because I'm about to get even more fired up.
Oh.
Oh, man.
We're about to talk about the Russians.
Oh.
Next.
I'm
on
ready
the Blitz.
For it.
If you have used Face App to make yourself look older, which, I'll be honest, we did it here in studio yesterday.
Not me.
Been doing it. No, I took a picture of your face.
You took a picture of me, but I have not used it.
Your face is out there.
Oh, but I think it matters about your phone.
Yeah, the phone.
Because here's the deal.
Oh, dude. Our own government, everything you got. You got an Alexa. Rick has an Alexa in your guys' place, doesn't he?
I do.
All right, Alexa, listen to your conversations. Every time you go to a website, tracking your cookies, then you go to Facebook, and they're like, ooh, do you want to buy this? Everybody's tracking you. Everybody can get your information.
The Americans
America.
are tracking me through Alexa. The Russians are the one who are stealing all your information from FaceApp. If the Americans want to do it, so be it. Whatever. I love my Alexa.
And apparently I saw something where they have like the terms of use through that app. They have like they can use that stuff forever.
Here's what it exactly says. You grant FaceApp a perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive royalty fee, worldwide, fully paid, transferable, sub-licensable license to use, reproduce, modify, adapt, publish, translate, create derivative works from, distribute, publicly perform, and display your user content, so on and so forth. They are spelling it out for you in the terms of use that they're going to take your pictures, and you know what? In about 3 years, your face is going to end up on some billboard in Moscow, Russia.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm pretty.
They're saying that your face will most likely end up training some AI facial recognition algorithm.
I'm with it.
To make FaceApp actually work, you have to give it permissions to access your photos, all of them. But it also gains access to Siri and search. Oh, and it has access to refreshing in the background, so even when you are not using it, it is using you.
So did you delete your FaceApp already?
Absolutely.
First
Although,
this morning.
I will say, I never gave
it's
it the access
late.
To my photos.
It's too late.
It's not too late for me. Maybe. I hope. I don't know what's going on.
I don't really care.
The app itself is linked in to a Russian
organization. Hey, Russian,
organization.
Come get all this money I don't have.
You know what?
They're not after your money.
They want my pictures. Boo-hoo. I ain't got no shame, Brandon. I'll show you my pictures right now.
You've not finished Stranger Things. You don't know what they're after.
I have not finished Stranger Things yet. That's true. But if they want my...
This is suspicious timing.
If they want my damn pictures, they can have them.
What?
Yeah.
Chance, you can't just give your stuff to the Russians, dude.
Eh.
You can't. I don't want you to do that as your friend. You can't be giving all your personal information to this whack group, Wireless Labs. That sounds suspicious.
I bleep the Russians.
Itself.
Bleep the Russians.
They what?
Come after me. I'm right here.
Chance. This is not good.
I bet Davis used FaceApp.
Davis, did you use FaceApp?
He's a smart man. He's a smart man. He's like me.
Look at the smirk. I don't buy it.
He's a smart man. See, y'all wanted to come after me yesterday. Oh, you're no fun.
You kind of were being a Debbie Downer.
Who's laughing now?
Are you really laughing? Are you laughing over there?
Who's laughing now, Chance?
You weren't laughing at first. Bleep the Russians. Bleep the Russians.
Chance, this is a big deal. All right, everybody in this country, for the most part, except apparently Brandon, has used this app.
Oh, yeah.
I saw ESPN. I saw the New York Times.
All the different team Twitter accounts and stuff like that.
You know who I saw? I saw Joe Jonas and the Jonas Brothers use this app.
Not Joe.
No, it was Joe.
Damn it, Joe.
Joe did it.
Hey, if Joe Jonas is okay with it, I'm okay with it.
He didn't know. No one knew.
Here's the silver
lining. You don't
want
to know why? You want to know why? Because no one reads the terms of use.
That's true.
Never.
That's a big problem with today's society. We don't read it.
Never.
You just hit accept.
Like, exactly.
Who knows what's in when you used to have like iTunes?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And
it was like that nine long pages.
Yeah. Who knows what's in that?
Oh.
And you just agree to it because
exactly.
No one has time to read it.
Yep.
What if a small little part in it just says, you know, we have the ability to use your credit card on file to buy whatever we want for Apple Computers Incorporated? That would not be good. I don't have enough money to pay for that myself. This is a scary time we live in. Things are not good, all right? The StarCorp Mall, things are going on at it. The Face app, things are happening with it. We're having Gators write articles about why Tennessee will never be good again. As OJ said, as the Juice said, what is happening with America? You know what, Juice? I don't know.
You sound distraught, right?
We're 45 days out from the college football season. We're 49 days out from the NFL season. You know what? It doesn't matter because the Russians are after us.
Haven't they always been after us, though?
Maybe.
I kind of blame, like, hey, man. Just blame somebody. Who can we blame for this one?
Well, you're going to have to blame a lot of people here, considering this app is number one the App Store in not one, not two, not three, but 121 different countries.
I'm glad you didn't count all the way up.
It would have taken a while.
We only have
17 minutes left in the show, plus one commercial.
You sound pretty distraught, Rick.
Things have taken a turn from the worst.
You know, as the great theologian Bob Marley once said, every little thing is going to be all right.
Oh, Brandon, the great theologian.
The great theologian.
865-546-8200. Let's go ahead and go back to the next group home hotline. Take a call from DR Vall. You're on the Blitz. What's up, my man?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's great. Up, DR
Howdy.
Vall?
See what it is there.
You know, I'm a Brandon. I refuse to download that app and use it because I'm sick of seeing it on my Facebook, Twitter feed.
Yep.
That's
DR
right.
DR Vall knows.
I saw a good tweet from somebody that said, look, if I don't care about seeing your face right now, I damn sure don't care about seeing your face 60 years from now.
Oh.
We came off the top rope on that one.
A little bit.
That's very true. I figured by then I'll have them blocked on Facebook anyway. I won't have to worry about looking at them then.
Their ball did not come
point.
To play.
Well, guys, I was going to talk about that article. You can't look at that legitimately because of the bias. That'd be like me inventing something that would kind of be like the yo-yo and write an article saying, oh, this is why it's better than the yo-yo. He's a Gator. He's obviously going to say that.
Exactly. I didn't even take the time to read a single word from the article because we have exposed it from the very beginning.
But you gave him a click, and I think, to be completely honest, that's all he's after.
Oh, he's going for the clicks.
I mean,
you know what?
And
every Tennessee fan today clicked that article.
Well, that's why I said what I said, because if I can prevent even one person from making the click, which you listening to this show right now, I don't care where you are, you should not go look at this article. It's not worth it.
He knew.
No, I wasn't going to give him the click, and luckily y'all were starting to talk about it, so I don't even have to.
I apologize for giving him the click.
So, guys, I'm going to get off here. Just enjoying the show. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the card, D'Arval.
Appreciate you.
Good to see you last night.
At Horseshoes?
We played some Horseshoes. Oh, that's right. Brandon and I teamed up in Horseshoes.
He bought you
last
a shot
night.
Or something, didn't he, Rick?
Just a drink.
He bought me a birthday drink, and I can't tell you how appreciative I was of it.
Mm.
Brandon and I teamed up in Horseshoes.
Did y'all win?
No.
No.
Did Rick make you lose?
No.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. I'm not saying he made us lose.
Not saying that he made you win,
Here
though.
Was the issue. Brandon and I lost the first game 15-9. All right, 9 is the total amount of points that we scored. I said,
is it not 21 you know what? In Horseshoes of 15?
We only played a 15.
Oh, okay, but it is regulation.
Yeah, it's
21.
A long tournament. Yeah, yeah. I think it's like a cornhole.
Yeah.
And so I said from the beginning.
Cornhole is like Horseshoes, what you meant.
That I scored 4.
4?
And Brandon said,
1, 2, 3, 4.
And I said, yes, that is my story. I scored 4 out of the 9. I'm confident in it. I'm sticking with it. And then Brandon over here.
Okay.
I hate to throw my guy under the bus here.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it. It's for the
Hey,
for
sometimes
the
it be like
right?
that. You got to do
Brandon
it.
Brandon goes, well, you know what? I had 3 ringers. And I said, well, that can't be true because that's the 9 points. And he goes, okay, well, maybe I had 2. And I said, whoa, one of us is changing our story here. One of us is sticking through it.
One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't fit.
I know I had 2 ringers. I know I had at least 2 ringers in the first game.
Did
That's
you?
Six
at
points.
Least is a very skeptical thing to say.
A little bit. Did you bring in an outside mediator who actually saw the ringers go down?
Here?
No, I'm just saying like somebody there. Like somebody yeah, outside were, outside of y'all's conversation.
Yeah, there were
multiple people.
Many people watching. I threw 2 ringers
mm-hmm.
in the first game. That's 6 points. Therefore, you could not have scored 4.
I think the logical explanation here is probably just that the final score is 15-10. That would have made sense.
You don't even know the score.
Yeah,
it was 15-9.
Your argument is losing so much ground, Rick.
What? I'm the only one who has stuck by my argument the whole time.
Does it matter if your argument's wrong?
If you stick by it?
Yikes.
Ooh. Yikes, buddy.
If you stick by something that's wrong, does that make you right?
It's getting deep. It's getting deep right now.
If a tree falls in the woods and no one's there, does it make a sound?
But remember, Rick, what? It's not a lie if you believe it.
Ha ha! Costanza! Little Seinfeld reference for you today on a Thursday, Ricky!
865
Welcome back, buddy.
546-8200 is our number if you want to get on the Next Door Home Group Hotline. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Is the number if you want to get on the Next Door Home Group Hotline. Final segment of the Blitz. Eli Corum and the Next Door Home Group with Keller Williams. They are in the top 5% of realtors in the Knoxville market for the past 4 years. They are very straightforward. They get the job done and leave money in your pocket. Fun, stress-free buying and selling experience. And they offer the most effective marketing programs in the real estate industry. Check them out, nextdoorhomes.com, or give them a call, 865-233-9461. Next Door Home Group, no gimmicks, just results.
Just results. Pure gold, kind of what we do on this show.
That's right.
I think we – go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You Rick, first, sir.
Josh wants to know how you – Big Josh wants to know how you can be from Texas and you suck at Horseshoes.
Okay.
The brand's taking a hit today, Ricky. The brand's taking a hit
Just a little bit. Although you showed
– First off.
You showed some flashes with whenever you
first
got
– First off.
A little heated. But
I don't use my horseshoes to play games. I use them to put on the horses. All right? That's what we do.
You've shoed a horse before?
No. I hit the nope one.
Nope.
There you go. All right. No. Other people do it, but I use the horseshoes for that. Right? I don't always use it for these games that you guys play.
You have horses, though, right? Like, you guys got, like, a ranch or something. You tell me, like,
I think they just have cattle.
Oh, just cattle. Okay.
Good size cattle ranch.
Okay, cattle ranch.
Look, and you know what? Are spending your time playing these silly games. I learned to lasso when I was a kid, all right? Oh. How many people around here can lasso? If you're asking me if I got a lasso,
can you lasso?
Would be yes.
Okay. You can lasso.
You have one. You have one, but can you use it effectively?
I can. I can't do it necessarily while I'm riding a horse because it's unbelievably difficult, but I can do it standing up. It's pretty cool.
So let's just say that, I don't know, if we wanted to put this to use, let's say tonight we're at the apartment.
Okay.
And
lasso Cody.
And Cody walks in, and you stand over in the dining room. When he walks in, you lasso him, and then you hog time.
Then you hog time.
Is that possible? Are you saying that you could do this?
I guess theoretically this would be possible. Although I don't have the equipment.
I'll go get you a rope.
A lasso with me. You need a real lasso.
It's pre-lassoed? Like, it's already pre,
you can't tie a lasso?
You can't tie a lasso?
I mean, you can, but you want the real deal. You want the real ones that are made for the lasso. Although I can't look it up right now because I believe we have lost internet connection right at the end of our show.
Oh, no.
I got internet connection.
You do?
Yeah.
Excuses, Rick.
Right, let me just search lasso.
It's always
excuses. I would pay, as the kids say, damn good money to see you lasso Cody McClure inside of y'all's apartment.
And
you just to come out of a corner, Rick.
The key.
Cowboy hat on, spurs.
Stirrups.
And hit him with a hee-haw or something like that and just lasso him.
I don't think you could do it.
Cody's on the ground.
And then you stand
over him. You look down and you say, howdy.
I was just about to say, and then hit him with a howdy.
I don't think you could do it, Rick.
The key would be getting his arms. If he had any use of his arms, I'm dead. I'm going back through the screen door. That's it. Cody's not going to fix it this time.
Yeah, Cody would probably throw you out through the screen door just like you're throwing out the trash.
Yeah.
So the key would be getting the arms.
Yeah.
And then I would have a split-second chance.
If you ever want to just, like, you know, you want a nice, like, April Fool's or, like, a Halloween joke, yeah, I would pay good money. I'll buy your lasso.
You can get a tough braided rope lariat lasso rope on Amazon.
Yep.
Are we looking at the same one?
It was like 20 bucks. I'm looking at different ones.
Okay, but you see how these are different from just like
your
average rope?
They are.
Because they come in a circular fashion.
Gotcha. I see that.
A rope is just, you know, a little
braided rope.
Yeah, right. It's got no...
These are also, so lasso, what I'm seeing right here, lariat. Is that the same thing as lasso? Is that another name? Lariat rope, that's the type of rope you need?
I believe so. Because I'm also seeing the same thing. Lariat all ropes. Of these have lariat in them.
I like how there's a lariat rope. There's three of them for sale on Etsy. And the tagline says, howdy, folks.
Oh, my gosh. My people.
Howdy, folks.
I'll say it. I'm not big on howdy.
Oh, man. Say it ain't so, Brandon. Say it ain't so. Yeah,
that is what it is.
You don't have
to be in on it, but
just
it is a bad take.
You don't have to be on
it. Okay.
It's just when somebody says howdy, say howdy back.
Howdy.
Howdy, Rick.
Howdy. Howdy, Chance.
Howdy, Brandon.
Yeah.
It's like
howdy,
aloha,
Davis.
Right? It's like aloha.
Davis, is, he has no
it's,
time
it's
for this.
Just,
he just gave me just a nod. He gave me no howdy.
It's just a universal word.
It's the universal hello.
It's the aloha of the South.
I don't think so, because aloha means hello and goodbye.
Think about if Lionel Richie would have said howdy instead of hello in that song. Howdy.
Think if
is it me you're looking for?
Adele had said howdy instead of hello.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No. Howdy. No, it's me. That would have worked.
It would work, Rick. It would work.
Maybe you should make the remix, Rick. There you go. There's your big break.
Okay. I'll do that.
Jacoby Brissett tweets.
Oh!
It's time.
Lightning never strikes in the same place twice. He has that in quotes. ...
Howdy, Jacoby.
How does lightning know where it is struck? Who created the phrase?
That's true. People always say lightning doesn't strike twice. How many times have you said that? A couple times over your lifetime.
Sure.
You at least heard it.
Yeah.
Jacoby, man.
He's
asking all these tough questions,
He's
man.
He's on to something here.
asking all the tough questions.
How do we know that lightning never strikes twice in the same place?
We don't know. How does lightning?
Is this maybe there's like sensors in the ground? I don't know.
Sensors in the ground? What are you?
What?
What are you on, Rick?
Yeah, for real. This is a Texas thing.
Sensors in the ground?
I don't know. I mean, the people can track movement in the ground. I saw it in the Spider-Man movie yesterday. Okay, it is a real thing.
I just
made a reference to a fictional movie.
Yeah, at first, but like I was like shaking my head, and you're like, but I saw it in the Spider-Man movie.
People can track movements and spikes in the ground.
Mm.
What did you just Google?
Also, you know, other good Jacoby Brissett questions I'm sure are coming.
No, I'm trying to find the answer to this question. It says, in reality, lightning can and will strike the same place twice, whether it be during the same storm or even centuries later. So, it can. People who say that are dumb.
Also, if the early bird gets the worm, why do good things come to those who wait, Brandon?
Wow, that's
that
deep.
One was deep. Wow.
So which one is it? Which one is it?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
If the early bird gets the worm, why do good things come to those who wait?
Ah, good point.
Maybe that'll be tomorrow's
Jacoby Brissett tweet. Just start sliding him ones in his DM. I got a bunch of these. Then just let him take all the credit. He'll get famous for it.
He's already famous.
He is.
And you know what?
Oh, he's your quarterback. What?
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
Former Gator.
Oh, yeah.
It never really worked out for him there.
No, he went to North Carolina State to finish off.
He's a Wolfpack. He's part of the Red and Black Wolfpack. NWO.
Very strange, though. And
I'll leave you with this one as we come back tomorrow for another Friday. Why is Monday so far from Friday, but Friday so close to Monday?
What?
Yep.
You're confused.
Exactly.
Rick.
Exactly.
I get it. But no.
A little too deep for Ricky.
I was half paying attention, and so it's not registering right now.
It's gonna do it for us on the Blitz for Chance Collins, Rick Butler. Thank you, Davis. I'm Brandon Ork. You've been listening to the Blitz on Fan Run Radio.